Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode. I am Damola, and as always, I have the ladies with me, Diana and Shayo. Say hi.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Oh, my God. Why are you so happy?
I know, so enthusiastic.
Because it took me a while to get here.
Yeah. I'm just like, after what you've put us through.
Yes, I need to be excited, energetic. Yes, let's go, guys.
I love the energy. By the way, I think it's been a minute since we've had someone on the episode, because we've been saying, oh, it's Diana and Shai. I think we're due for another guest.
When are we due for another guest?
For sure.
We're definitely due. Who even remembers the last guest we had on the podcast?
Without checking
Spotify.
I do remember.
I don't.
Diana, who was the last guest?
I think it was Princess.
No, definitely not.
It wasn't Princess.
Can be.
I don't remember.
No. I wasn't on that episode. That's why I remember it. I wasn't on the episode.
What took you away?
Oh my God. I wasn't on the episode.
I on the episode.
Yeah, Shayo, you were.
That's interesting.
I think Shayo was, yes.
We had an episode.
Yeah, I wasn't there. It was Dami and Michael. I wasn't on that episode.
I feel like you were going to say that, but I'm just like, that episode was so long ago.
Yeah. That was definitely the... Yeah, I wasn't on that. We haven't had a guest in a year or so, because that was definitely a year.
Yeah, that was sometime last year.
Okay.
So we need new pool. Guys, recommend, send your faves our way.
Yeah, and if you'd like to come on the episode, you know, come into our DMs, come into Diana's DMs, because I'm currently not on Instagram, but text Diana, I'm sure she'll be.
I'm on an Instagram hiatus, so you can message our social media class captain.
Mona, when did you go on social media hiatus?
Not social media, Instagram.
What did Instagram do to you?
Let's talk about something else. How was your week? How's your weekend? How are you?
Let me go first. Oof. Week, what day is today, Soph? Like I was saying to Damola before we started, I just feel like all my days are jumbled into one. Like I have no clue. Besides looking on my screen and I can tell what day and date is, I really don't know what's happening in the world, which is sad. But I think that's just reflecting my current status, which is in the pits trying to finish this degree that I decided to take on. But my weekend, again, I honestly didn't get up to anything. I can't remember what I did. I think I tried to do some writing and I probably had something else to do, but nothing eventful. But this weekend though, one of my friend's kid is turning 2, so I'm going to go.
Oh
yeah,
I have a friend that has a 2-year-old child.
Diana, come on now. All the they have children. All you that Jaffa, most of them have kids if they're married. So
wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. But yeah.
Diana still feels like she's 12 or 13. Your mates have children. I don't know.
They're younger than us, actually.
Thank you.
What I'm talking about is younger than us. But
mate is Shayo and Damola and Claire.
Who is your mate? Please, you are my senior.
Okay.
Okay, so Shai, I know you are really busy now with school and all, but are you watching anything interesting? Do you want to recommend anything to us?
I'm watching Sheldon.
We bearing the same name. The excitement, the choke.
Shai, did you just say choke?
A choke, girl.
He's a big brother. He's big brother. That is the culprit. That is the culprit. You know, I was just like, is it cross the bus? Who am I hearing?
Wow. Honestly. She's a compliment. Anna said Sheldon. I don't know. I'm not watching anything new. I just keep binging and rewatching things I've seen already in the past as background noise. So
actually, because there's nothing interesting. No, that is new.
Yeah, not to be very honest. Yeah. But I'm like, you have.
I feel. Oh, okay. I'm the worst person because I don't watch series. I watch like talk shows. I listen to podcasts. I mean, the other day, Chaya and Dada caught me listening to one of my hobbies, a film space on Nigeria.
I was so
Why are you up to? She was really commenting, and I was like,
you people should keep judging me, but I have to live in my truth and my interests.
Yes,
in life. I didn't finish the space.
Kind of like, it was a thing that when we tell you to come on and talk about it, you kind of don't want to talk about it, and then you are there listening. I'm probably exactly. Imputing. Nah,
that's episode. You must do it, though. You must do it.
Please. So, Diana, how are you? What are you up to?
Work. I don't think I get up to, like, anything apart from work. These days, I've been just with Shayo. She's been enjoying my company. So, work. Eh?
Which company of yours am I enjoying? I would just, please, don't let me disagree with you here. What are you talking about, please?
Oh, my God. I've just basically been up to work and nothing else, to be very honest.
Lies. So. Yes. I see you talking about Big Brother's children all the time.
Oh, my God.
So, you're definitely up to that.
I have somebody that I don't like. And she can never make me like her. But that's not... Anyway, I've been watching Big Brother, enjoying it. I got a call from my friend today who was like, he caught up with a diary session yesterday. And he was like, oh, it's not bad watching this thing. And my question is always like, what do people think that Big Brother is about? That, I don't know. Why is it so repelling? Is it repelling? I don't know. Is that the English?
Repulsive.
Thank you, Damola. Why is it so repulsive to some people? Like, what do you think it's about? That's the question I have. But anyway, if you're not watching and you're just looking for something to fill up your day, you can just watch, especially their diary sessions. It's quite interesting seeing them, seeing all the actors and actresses.
Is this promo for Big Brother Nigeria? How much did they pay you for
this? I'm so confused. How much? Okay. Can they sponsor our podcast so we do free promo for them? All right.
That's what I've been watching, guys. And then apart from that, I've been trying to read a book for like forever. And I've not been able to read it. I don't know what's going on there. And then I saw my friend talking about starting a book club. Like, oh, he was looking for a book club recommendation. And I was like, you know what? Let's start a book club. So I think I'm going to start a book club soon. But yeah, that's what's up.
Okay. I mean, you wanted to start a book club in 2020. So I guess.
Will I be consistent? That's the question.
That's your biggest problem.
Yeah.
I mean, just start it first. And then see.
Let's see what's gonna happen.
At least you know he did it. But anyway, I feel like this is such a long catch up session, but I think it's necessary, you know, because you guys don't know it, but Shia and Diana have absolutely no idea what we're talking about today. So I guess I have all the power today.
Yes. Your excitement.
But I had an amazing weekend. I had an amazing weekend. I'm not even going to acknowledge you, Diana. I had an amazing weekend. I went for a baby shower.
I saw that. Don't want to be having fun. Is it that I don't know somebody that is having baby
And I realized that when I'm around the right people, I can be very competitive because the people, my friends, Sam and Princess, they were really giving me the energy to compete and shout and fight. Not fight physically, but, you know, argue. And it was actually so much fun. And I think I mentioned it to them. I told them that, oh, I'm an introvert. And they were laughing. And I was like, oh, I'm really an introvert. Like, the fact that I can survive in a social situation like this does not mean I'm not an introvert. That I just wear my big girl pants and say, okay, oh, today I have to do something uncomfortable. But I'm truly, truly an introvert. And I know that you guys agree with me.
100%. I don't know.
I really don't agree with her, Shayo. I don't know. I just don't. I don't think Damola is. But yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, you tell me later what you think. So, but honestly,
you know yourself.
No, it's that. I've just never... I don't know. I feel like I would... know an introvert, or maybe I just don't know what introverts are like. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that you do, boo.
What does that mean?
Because I'm an introvert too, but nobody would believe me.
Are you really?
you see. So don't worry, Diana.
Wait, let's just finish this. So what am I?
You are, do you know what? You even have introverted traits, but you are more extroverted than both
she's
of
more,
them.
She's more extroverted, definitely.
Oh, that's interesting. Why do I have introverted friends then?
So that you can be the life of the party.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. I imagine Diana being that person, right? To be like, who are those your friends? And her should just be bubbling over the place and also just be there. Probably me, I'll smile. Shy will press her phone.
Come on, like, oh,
wow. And Diana is literally having all the conversations and they're like, oh, who is that, your friend? Is Diana that they'll be approaching?
Interesting, because I remember like the wedding we attended, Damola, that I ended up talking to your friend and it was like, how did you all meet each other?
Anna, see, where do you know this? Do you know that this girl met my friend and they were doing friendship that all around? And they do not know each other from before. Me, something that I was sitting by myself and press phone. Then I was talking to her, like, you would think that these people knew each other from previously. As I said, they have absolutely no idea what we're talking about today. And I think it's kind of fun. Because they're on the hot seat. I mean, it's fun for me, not them.
It's hot seats. You will not answer the questions to, or you will not.
They are on the hot seat. And you guys know that. I mean, there's no fun because I know what I'm going to ask you. So I know it. So there's no point for you who had once. But the reason, honestly, let me give you guys some backstory, right, to this, to today. So a lot of things have really happened recently in life. In my life, in Nigerian media space, in social, everywhere. And I've just been observing because, you know, that's what I do. I just observe. And I notice that, you know, people behave a certain way and then people attribute it to, or people say, oh, it's because of their mental health, or people say, oh, maybe other people attribute it to their mental health, or the individuals themselves introduce it. Or attribute it to your mental health. And I've been really curious, like, what do people really understand, you know, about mental health, about mental illnesses. And, you know, sometimes people just write things and be like, oh, that is so this. I've always been very, very curious. And I was like, who can I test my curiosity on better than Shayo and Diana? So that's basically what this episode is going to be about. It's supposed to be fun, guys. So just there are no wrong answers. Just tell me what you think. And for those that don't know, this is, I know a lot about this, but from a professional standpoint, and I think that everybody on social media is basically an expert and use words. So I'm always just curious about like the average person's understanding of it. So you guys, please. Go with this. It's supposed to be a fun one, right? Are you guys agreeing to be fun?
Okay, let's see.
I mean, Tamara, first of all, how is mental health fun? But okay.
No, I mean, she obviously means that you agree to just be interactive. And...
Yes, of course. Why not? Definitely.
Yes, and no cheating, no Googling. No.
Oh, this is interesting. That's stupid.
No, you can't Google.
I'm excited. Let's go.
Yes, you can't Google. Just tell me what you think, like in your heart to heart, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I thought it was nice because, like, they're not professionals; they're just regular people, and it would just be nice, right?
Diana, yes. Okay.
okay. Fine. Right. So the first. Let's do it like this, right? So the first question, like. Maybe Diana will go first and then Shia, and then the second one, Shia will go first, then Diana, right?
Okay.
And then you just alternate it. So it's not like the same person is going first.
Yeah, I see that.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
like I'm in an exam, but okay.
It's no exam. So the first question is. Okay, the first thing is, what is depression? Or what do you understand by depression? When someone says, oh, I'm depressed. Or when you think, oh, this person is depressed. What do you think?
Okay, so I don't know if I was supposed to answer this first, but this is what I think depression could possibly be. So I think depression is when it's kind of like a state of mind when you feel really low. when it seems like nothing is kind of like working out for you. Basically, a general state of mind where you're consistently sad. That's what I think. Like, that's what I would say. I don't know.
Okay, don't say I don't know. That's what you think. It's okay. Shaya, what about you? What do you think?
Okay, so also disclaimer, just so you know, I worked for a mental health organization. This is so crazy. That's also a disclaimer. And boy, in my first master's, we had a whole mental health module.
So I'm the only person here.
Yeah, you have the least.
But yeah, let's hear.
From what I know, depression is, I don't want to say like what Diana said, but it is similar to what she has said. So in my mind, and again, before I actually answer the question, it's like what Damla was saying about things on social media where people be saying that you're depressed. From everything that I've known and studied, again, for you to be categorized as depressed, it has to be persistent, right, over a period of time. But then if I talk about like personal experience, when I have had feelings of depression, that has been the primary emotion I would say that I felt was like hopelessness and perhaps almost like a, you know, gloomy, doomy, like end of the world type of feeling, you know, layman's terms. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But this is the easy one. This is supposed to be like, you know, the warm up, you know, question.
That's fine. Okay. Give it to us.
All right. That was hard, but okay.
What? This was, if this is hard, then how are we going? That's honestly. But honestly, I think one of the reasons I always say it's important for people to know this, and it would have been easy for us to say, oh, let's do a mental health episode, but I was just like, no, what's the fun in that? Because we just come and say what we know, but then if we ask questions, people maybe take a step back and say, oh, what do I really think about this thing? Because it's very common for someone to say, oh, today I'm depressed, tomorrow I'm happy, next tomorrow I'm depressed. And it's just like, like Shaya said, it's not persistent. It's more a temporary thing. And for something to be, is okay for you to be sad, but if you're depressed, there has to be like a consistent nature of it, and it affects your functioning. So when people say, oh, I've lost interest in things that used to make me happy, or I don't find anything enjoyable, or like Shaya said, there's the hopelessness, there's the helplessness, and all of those things, you know. So I think that if people maybe have a better understanding of that, there may be some of the things that they feel. I'm not saying the excuse when people say, oh, when you tell them something, say, please, I'm depressed today, I'm not doing it, I think it's just like like an easy way out. You get when people don't want to do stuff, like, oh, I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she looks depressed today.
Like, what does that mean?
So I have a question.
Okay.
So, because I think I've heard people say clinical depression. So, like,
yeah,
what is clinical depression? Like, because I feel like depression is depression. So why are you saying clinical depression? Do you understand?
I think the reason why people say that is so that they can differentiate that, hello, I have been diagnosed. Okay. Doctor, I have diagnosed you with depression. So it's not just depression that you feel in your heart, but this is something that, you know, there's certain criteria I've met and stuff like that. So I guess that's why people say it. Okay, we're off to a great start, like a quiz. But okay, the second, please, all these brands you are calling, please, I need to stop talking about brands because I need sponsors.
Too much Big Brother is doing her, because clearly all those ones, they have plenty brands sponsoring them. Diana, are they paying us?
Right. They're not paying us for this.
I'm overly excited for this kind of topic. Let's go ahead.
Okay. So the second question is, what is bipolar? What do you understand by, if you say, oh, this person has bipolar, you know, what does it mean?
How are we supposed to know?
You want to tell me that you have not seen people say it. When people used to say that time, Kanye has bipolar. He's definitely bipolar.
Can I?
What do they mean?
Okay, so I don't know if I know, but this is what I think it is. So for you to be bipolar, I think you have to have like the extremes. You're either really happy and And then there are times where you're like extremely, you know, happy, upbeat and all of them things. And then there are times when you're like extremely low in your thoughts, in your spirit or whatever. So really depressed, or you're really like excited. So there's the extremes to both of them. There's no middle ground. That's what I think like being bipolar is. I don't know that. So yes, I mean, this is what my, you know,
this is what you think, and that's a
clinical mind things. Yeah,
I mean, all this episode is difficult. My opinions, my thoughts, because as Diana is answering, I'm trying to like recall all the trainings that they were making us do. I don't remember Jack.
Well, it's not about training. Tell me, like, if you saw it, what would you think?
I've never seen anyone bipolar, but again, I think this is a good question in terms of there's a specific way in which mental illness is depicted in general, like in the world, and in particular on like TV. What is more interesting to me is, you know how we watch a lot of, what do I want to say, American, British TV shows and what's not, but we haven't actually had like mental illness being depicted in within our context, right? It's like Nigerian TV shows, or at least none that I've ever watched. Perhaps maybe at most postpartum depression or something. So I feel like for the average Nigerian person, their understanding of what a lot of mental illness is, or the symptoms and signs, is based off what is depicted. And again, those depictions aren't actually accurate. I remember I used to watch a show, I don't remember what it was called. I think it was 90210. Did you guys ever watch 90210?
Yes, I did.
No.
Yeah. Oh, so of course. There was a girl that was diagnosed as bipolar, and I think they did their best in terms of like accuracy, but Damola is a mental health professional here, not me. But I remember then they were saying stuff around like bipolar being like, you can inherit bipolar. So her mother was bipolar, so she kind of inherited it. So I don't know if it's genetic, maybe it is. But again, the depiction and my understanding of it was some sort of like emotional, you know, dysregulation. So kind of like what Diana said, there will be some sort of extremes, right? But I also think that, I don't know if it is on some sort of spectrum, right? I don't feel like everyone that is bipolar has the same symptoms. And again, I wonder, in like male versus female, are there any differences, right? Because again, they always will associate like emotions and displays of emotion anyways in women as, you know, sort of like something that's unusual, right? But in men is always different. All that to say is that I have more questions than answers.
You know, I was about to say that. Shaira, you are freaking annoying me right now, because you're just supposed to answer a question.
Understanding of it is.
I understand. I get that. I'm just saying, you're supposed to answer a question. But you're giving us all this background information. Excuse me, dear. Just answer the question.
Well, that's my answer. If you don't like it, I'm so sorry.
She has given her. And I am having such... I actually love that we're doing this, because it's so interesting for me, like, being on the other side, I guess. Because, like, listen to what you guys think. No. What I mean is, because the thing is, a lot of people use these words every day, right? And like Shaya said, I started thinking, because I watch Nigerian movies a lot. So I was trying to think that, have they ever depicted, let's say, bipolar illness? Probably not. I don't think so. I've seen postpartum depression. I've seen postpartum psychosis. I've seen schizophrenia, funny enough. I've seen psychosis. Like, I've seen a lot of psychosis, but with bipolar, it's almost not done. People just, you know what, if, for example, now, if someone has mood swings or something, like, oh, she's bipolar. People use it loosely. So listening to Shai, I was like, maybe that's something Nollywood can do. Maybe do like a movie.
So the thing is, sorry for cutting you off. So the thing is that I feel like Nollywood would try to depict what people would normally, or what they think is like really serious. Do you understand? So if they don't have people around them that are kind of like suffering from these things, It's even
oh, there are people. Oh, they are
do you people. Think that those to... people like would openly say, "Oh, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm suffering," and then someone would care enough to kind of like, "Okay, I think the world needs to be aware of this. I think Nigeria needs to be aware of this. I think Africa needs to be aware of this." Because there's things there's time. You should also know that in African society, a lot of times people hide. People hide sicknesses. People hide whatever they think that they think I'm supposed to be shameful of this particular thing. Do you understand? So they hide it so much that I think so that's basically it. It's like a shameful thing if you're probably diagnosed of being depressed or you have bipolar disorder. It's like, oh, there's so much shame in that, let me hide it or something. So people don't necessarily know what it is, and when they just even use, oh, you are bipolar, it's maybe because somebody was happy yesterday and today the person is just not in the mood. They're like, yeah, carry this your bipolar stuff and go away from here, that kind of thing. So it's never like that deep to them. I don't know, something of that nature.
Yeah, but you know that once upon a time, right, they used to lock people up like who have mental illnesses in asylums, and they basically lock them up and throw away the key. But with education and, you know, things being in the media, movies, music, all these things started changing. There was regulation. So I think that in Nigeria something can definitely happen, because you don't have to meet them to tell you. Just go to hospital, just go to psychiatric hospital in Nigeria, you definitely see someone who is manic.
Yeah,
and this is something that if you talk to a health, like talk to a psychiatrist, talk to a doctor, just go to different places. Because actually, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, somebody somewhere in Nigeria that I know was manic, and people were afraid of the person. Obviously, the person was admitted to hospital, and I just remembered it now because I remember like a family member came to talk to me about it, because they know that, oh, I'm a psychiatrist and stuff, and they were like, oh, is that how it is? But it was kind of like a learning opportunity, right? So I feel like if we don't expose ourselves to these things, how will we ever? Because now everyone has a basic understanding of physical illnesses. Everybody knows, oh, what is high blood pressure? What is diabetes? Like, we all have like somewhat of a basic understanding. So it's kind of almost, obviously the stigma with mental illnesses is a lot higher, but with education, people are afraid of what they don't know. So with education, hopefully things might be better. But to go back to the original first question before I start talking about other things that I'm quite passionate about, what is bipolar? Diana, I think that you guys did, honestly, I'm actually really, really happy, because I know that you people, I'm rolling with educated girls, ladies, but but honestly, there is, so I don't want to go into a lot of jargons, right, but to put it simply, there is, it's a mood disorder, affective disorder, where there are extremes in mood. So basically, you have a state of being depressed, there's a state of being manic, which is overly excited, and there's kind of like a hypomanic phase where you are manic but not all the way, and then people can have mixed states where it's kind of like mixed between the two. But the thing is that you're not just manic and you're just overly happy and excited. It really, really affects your functioning. Someone that is truly manic might just go out and buy the whole house and buy the whole shop, do things. It's kind of out of their control, live a bit recklessly. They might not feel like they need to sleep anymore. They might say, oh yeah, I don't need sleep anymore. They can be awake for hours. So some people that are depressed might have bipolar if they ever have like the other extreme part. But I think without going into a lot of story, that's basically what bipolar is. So bipolar is not just, oh, like Diana said, you wake up one morning and you'd be like, oh, today I'm happy. And then tomorrow and Saturday, people are like, oh, that's bipolar. No, not really. So anyway, this, don't worry, I've been asking you guys too much, but this one is my absolute favorite. Like, I think every 2 market days on Twitter, I see it. Even among your favorite people.
Favorite people. Children.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard it on Big Brother as well.
Interesting.
What is, I'm sure, can you guys guess?
No.
What is OCD?
Oh my gosh, OCD. Yes, OCD. OCD is not that you like keeping things neat. That's not OCD, dears. That's
not, I did not ask you what is not.
I'm just saying. Because every time, let me do like Shayo now. So when I think of OCD, I think of Grey's Anatomy. I think of Dr. Bailey. That's what takes my mind to OCD. And that's what, anyway, so this is what I see OCD as. I'll be shy.
By the way, I'd not watch Grace. I don't even know where you're referencing.
I mean, I think I even vaguely remember Bailey having her own episodes, but continue.
Oh my God. It was such a thing, Damola. Like, anyway, so OCD is basically, it's a mental illness. Damola, I'm sorry. These are all mental illnesses, right? I don't want to say it's a mental illness and then it's not. It is a mental illness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So OCD, I think it's, is when you like things to be in a specific way, or it kind of like doesn't make you feel okay. That's what that's just what I would say. And so OCD can be, I'm trying to give an example and it's escaping my mind.
Look at Diana trying to school up.
So OCD can be, I feel like, let me just use the most basic thing. OCD, you can come and a certain thing, let me say your key is placed a certain way and you're very sure of the way that your key was placed. And then a slight shift. It's not like a big, not like somebody moved your key from here to here. Oh. No, it's in that same place. But like a slight movement, a millimeter or nanometer, you would even notice it. And it would kind of like, until you get it back to, I don't know, this is what I just, until you get it back to that exact position it was, exactly where it, how it was, your body will not be okay. OCD can also be, I don't know, Damola, this is correct to me. I don't want to go and follow my face. I don't want to go and follow my face. Damola, catch me, oh, please. If I'm just there. In fact, that's it. Damola, continue.
Damola, say it with your full chest. Now. Why are you afraid?
Exactly.
Is somebody going to come and beat you?
No, but like, I feel like I don't want to be, I don't like being wrong. I don't care like if I'm right, but I don't want to be wrong. Do you understand?
Why can't you be wrong? This is not your area of expertise. You're not supposed to.
Excuse me, Shayo.
If you're not Damola, why should you not be wrong?
Because
like, honestly, it's what you think, because people say it all the time.
So OCD, it's not like, oh, you like your things to be neat. If you're neat, you're neat. That's not OCD. OCD is, even when things are neat, you will still feel like this thing is not the way that it will do my body okay. So I think also like OCD, I read something somewhere that, hey, she was diagnosed with OCD and she had to basically take a video how she was dealing with her OCD. I don't know, I'm just digressing. But basically, how she was dealing with her OCD was she had to take a picture of her kitchen where, do you understand? Because if she wakes up and she feels like something is out of place somewhere, that video would kind of like calm her down, that nothing has moved from your kitchen, everything is supposed to be where it's supposed to be, and all of that. So OCDs, I think that, I'm not saying that one mental illness is more important than the other one, but I feel like OCD is top. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, no. It's as if she's ranking them now. This one is up there.
Which one is up there?
That's why I said that. It's not like trying to say. But yeah, no, that's what I think.
Shayo.
Almost, I said everything that could possibly be in my mind, but okay. OCD, you did not even say the full thing. Or is it obsessive compulsive disorder?
Yes, obsessive compulsive disorder, yeah.
Again, we're prefacing this with personal understanding. Or
this disclaimer,
exactly, and all depictions. But again, and I see why it's Damola's favorite one, because Jesus, like, for most or everybody, I have OCD.
If you have, you will not see it.
Exactly. And I think it's actually a very, I like that Damola included this one in particular, just because, like most mental illnesses, we've sort of like trivialized their meanings and kind of watered down doing self-diagnosis. And this is probably the most common one which people have self-diagnosed themselves with. So my thoughts on what it is, again, similar to what Diana has said, when I think of OCD, and it's also actually similar to what Damola has said, with all mental illnesses, I think it is how much it disrupts like your norm. So whatever your normal way of functioning, your day-to-day life, how the mental illness sort of like changes your brain chemistry in a way that you can't focus on anything else but, you know, the symptoms of the disorder. So in the case of OCD, it will be whatever like compulsion that is in your mind, right? And again, I think one of the symptoms would be some sort of like repetitive pattern, right? So like what that Diana has said, maybe you like things in a certain order, or it doesn't even have to be something like that. Maybe it's like people who don't want to walk on cracks, or they only walk like a certain route to get to work, things like that, right? And they can't do it any other way or else their functionality changes. So yeah, so I don't talk too much. That is my understanding.
So this one definitely is my favorite one because I see every day. And I think that obviously people who really have OCD, I mean, there's something called obsessive compulsive disorder, right? And there's also obsessive compulsive personality disorder, right? One is there's a personality disorder and there's OCD. And with OCD, there are two parts. Obviously, there's obsession and there's compulsion. So there's an obsession. You have the thought. The thought is unwanted. You can't stop yourself from thinking about it. So because of that thought, you are forced to do something. So it's just like a loop cycle over and over again. So for some people, it's like checking. They have the thought to be like, oh, did I check that? They can't stop thinking about it. So they go, they keep checking, but it's just never enough. And that's why there's the whole obsessive, like that's why the rituals happen. And they are unable to control themselves. They're unable to stop it. So when people say things like, oh, I just like my house really, really neat just because of my OCD, I'm just like, bro, you don't have OCD. Maybe what you have might be, you know, obsessive. I'm not saying you have a personality disorder, but because people who have OCPD, they are so preoccupied with just being perfectionist. They want things to be done, you know, they want to be in control of their things, of how things are done. You can read on it if you're interested, but with OCD, it's an actual real thing. For some people, it's cleaning. So for some people, it's washing. You can see someone almost wash their hands like it's pale, but they just can't stop. So it disturbs their life. It's not something that they can just bring out when it's convenient and put back in their bag when it's not convenient. People have to do therapy for this. People have to take medication. So all the Big Brother housemates that claim to have OCD, my brothers and sisters,
I don't think it's just Big Brother housemates. I just think people in general like to think that if I like things in this, you know, I like my things to be neat, I like my things to be clean, I for sure have OCD. Dear, you don't want to have OCD.
Yeah, then I really like this her Big Brother housemate though. See how she just rushed to their defense.
No, because it's not everyone that watches Big Brother, so they okay, might not relate. Exactly that.
Anyway, I said it earlier that, like, I think I said at the beginning, I'm not really sure when I said it, but I was saying that if people have a proper understanding of just some, I'm not saying go and know everything, obviously you don't know all physical health diseases, but at least there's some things they'll call out and you'll be like, oh yeah, I know what that is. I feel like also the issue of accountability and taking action also comes in, because a little while ago somebody was talking about having psychosis, right, as a reason for their actions. And some people were arguing, oh, is this right? Is it not right? Because I feel like now we live in a generation where things are a lot different than, you know, our parents. Someone could do something and people are like, you people know that maybe she's struggling with, you know, something. Or someone would say, oh, this person is struggling with something. So it's almost like it's an excuse for their behavior. And also, I think it's easily excused because people don't really understand
yep.
what happens when you even have that condition mm-hmm. in the first place. So it's easy for them to say, oh yeah, it's probably because they have this, that's why they're behaving like this. And it might just be like, wait, so these people might just be badly behaved, or they might just, you know, act a certain way. For example, I don't know if you guys are following this story, the nurse in the UK that like
murdered yes
the babies and yeah. attempted to murder some other people that she was sent to, that they actually put her away for life. And I was reading some posts, right, and some people were talking about that, oh, definitely this has to be a mental illness. And I'm just like, do you get what I mean? Like, obviously, yes, I'm not saying no, that definitely people have certain things that might cause them to act a certain way or do certain things. I'm obviously, yes, I know that happens, but it's almost like it's like an easy cop out. So when someone, I feel like these days, right, it's when people, someone does something bad,
they don't want to, they just, I feel like sometimes they just don't want to think that a normal person, I'm not saying people that have mental illnesses are not normal, they just want to feel like anyone that is in their normal state of mind cannot possibly do this. And the only other explanation is that you have to have some type of mental illness which could make you act a certain way. I think that's...
But, like, I honestly don't know. I really, really struggle with that. I'm trying to work through my own feelings as to why I struggle with it. Because when I read this story about this particular person that killed 7 babies, and people were talking about, oh, she can be rehabilitated and maybe she can be... I was like, No, she can be sorry. They can evaluate her. They can, psychiatrists can see her. She can take her meds in prison if there's something. Do everything there.
In prison.
I was just like,
yeah.
But for me, I was just like, it's almost like now there's this easy way. I don't know how to explain it. Shaya, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I get both of your perspectives, honestly. I was with Diana. I just feel like for anything that we cannot understand, we have to have, you know, a solution. And of course, why not paint it all under the umbrella of mental illness? But again, Damola, from your point, I think this has been a cop-out through history. Like, it didn't start now. It's probably now what they lean to and will revert to more. But usually when people commit some heinous crimes, especially against children, automatically they will plead insanity, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't have been in my right frame of mind when I did that. But now, because there's so much more education on mental illness, even if it wasn't even a mental illness, it was not a psychotic break that caused you to be a murderer. I mean, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. Your attorney can easily just plead, right? This is what was wrong with this person. They can cook up some sort of story. So it sucks, but it's like... there's really nothing that we can do to change it.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It will always be what it is, right? You will always find a situation where it's like the person was quote unquote mad. Let me know, you know. Yes, mad is a very
anyway.
Exactly. I can't put right. Yeah, you're crazy. Whatever it is that they want to say.
Human beings. Yeah. The Bible already says that the heart of man desperately wicked.
Like we're evil, so
like you don't need your natural state. Do you understand? You anyway. Oh well, let's continue.
You know, Ashaya said mad. I just remembered how many people. I don't know, you guys probably not remember, but there was this particular, you know, there was a time in Nollywood that they used to do all these things where the hotel used to go and sleep with a mad person.
Nigeria.
You know, there was a time that thing was a thing.
Yeah.
What was that even about? Yuck. Like, oh
my God.
It's
I know, now that I think about it, right, a lot of those things they were depicting was psychosis. And when they'll say, oh, they're talking to people that are not there, or they're hearing people, like, just like hallucinations and things. But the way we told it, I remember the first time, right, I told someone that, oh, I wanted, that I was doing, trying to be a psychiatrist and doing training. They say, oh, you want to be looking after mad people. And I was just like, wow, how far do we have to go? Obviously, this is not someone here in the UK. Sorry, you were saying something.
No. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, like, there's a stigma. And I remember when I was telling someone, I was just like, ah. Like, it was definitely in Nigeria. And I was like, yes, and it's not mad people, just with people who have, you know, mental disorders and stuff. They're like, eh, essentially, I'm saying the same thing, mad people. And I was just like, oh my God, we have such a long way. And I think it can't just be, obviously, yes, this is a medium. People talk. Maybe people our age, they're learning more about it. But what older people might consume is more traditional media, movies. So maybe in a movie, right, instead of like maybe tying a mad person up and going to lock them up in one shrine or lock them on an abandoned house or lock them in the room, why don't you take them to hospital? Why don't we show that, oh, they take them to a hospital, there's a psychiatrist and, you know, it's treating them the way they would treat headache or not the way they'll treat maybe if they have diabetes or malaria. If they have something like, yeah. Do you get why don't we act that? Because I feel like if we put it in films, right, because now I feel like people are knowing what postpartum depression is and postpartum psychosis, and that's because, you know, now people are using it in movies. Obviously, maybe they're now overdoing it, but people are now understanding that, okay, this thing, you know, when I have a baby, if I feel this way, maybe I should go to the doctor. Do you get? I just thought that that's something worth mentioning. But anyway, guys, ladies and gentlemen, I have had such a good time.
Well, on rate this episode. Rate us. Come on.
Don't do that. No, it's not rate. It's not exam now. It's not
it's exam. I just wrote, please.
But I think it was so nice because obviously if I told you guys before, you probably would have gone to read and be sure of something. You would have gone to research. It's a lie. You would have gone to research.
And I will not even remember.
I'm not going to remember how to begin.
So, and I think that honestly, I'm a big advocate of education, right? And not just trivializing things. So if you're going to say something, try and understand it. And hopefully, I hope that, you know, listen to the episode, listen to us talk, you thought about some things, I'd be like, oh, maybe you'll do better and not say you have OCD. Sorry, guys, I just had to do that. But anyway, hopefully we're able to enlighten you just a little bit. And this was supposed to be a welcome back short episode, but I guess we just cannot do short episodes anymore. Anyway, guys, I've given up. Even when I thought, oh, in my heart it's going to be a short one, but it's not a short one.
Shaya would not have allowed us to have a short one. Did you see the stories before she answered the questions?
Wow, so you're putting this on Shaya.
It should have been a short one, Damola. That's the whole point, right? If you are talking about mental health or mental illness in general, you actually also have to kind of deconstruct what it is that we think it is, right?
So like, yeah, people that, you know, went to school, their school fees is not a waste.
In media, if we're not talking about that and you're just asking us what we think without us saying, well, I don't have any mental health training, but this is how I've seen it being portrayed, and you as a professional being there to say, well, maybe not, maybe you are on the right track. So Diana, miss me, okay? It would not have been a short episode.
You guys, I like listening to people talk. I learned so much from you guys, to be very, very honest.
All right, relax.
This is why I don't praising Shia, because,
okay. Anyway, I don't know, maybe we should do more spontaneous episodes like this.
Obviously, I don't have any spontaneous topic in my head, though.
We'll find. Don't mind.
Yeah, I think it's nice. You know, you guys are relaxed a bit.
I wasn't relaxed, girl. You were asking us medical definitions. I was not relaxed. I was like, please. I read.
I was totally relaxed because
what did you say there?
It's not like my degree was years ago. Excuse me. Anyway, you are doing degree.
Shia, you could have fooled me. You sounded so relaxed.
What of me?
I had no. Diana was definitely relaxing. Definitely.
Love it for you, Diana.
Diana,
a lot to say. So you have the most to say, Diana.
Diana has no cares in the world. She's just like, yeah, I'm going to say whatever I want, unless when she's worried about being wrong. But yeah, honestly, let's keep the conversation going. If you have any questions, obviously, if you want to know more, hit me up.
Exactly.
Where are you hitting me up?
In-house.
No, just send a message to us.
Send it's a DM happened. To the life, yeah, yeah, to the Life Uncharted DM. Like, I'll definitely see it. I'll respond. If you need, I mean, this is a whole different episode, but if you're struggling, you need some sort of support. Maybe you just feel like something is not right with you. Like, obviously, I'm not advising anyone to diagnose themselves off Google or what you read. You need a doctor to diagnose you. So if you feel like something is just not right with me, and just try. Like, I know maybe in Nigeria, it may be a little difficult, but these days, like, they're psychiatrists. They're, you know, even if you go and talk to a regular doctor and say, oh, maybe they should direct you to a good psychiatrist, they know this is something that you can do. It's a first step. And obviously, if things are like, let's say, mild, moderate, they might tell you, okay, maybe psychotherapy or some sort of therapy. But sometimes you might need medication. And I know that people are always afraid of taking medication. I know some people, they'll prescribe them antidepressants and they'll say peace and love. I know it's obviously there are a lot of side effects and everything. But with most medications, there are a lot of side effects. So let's reduce that stigma. I felt very bad when a friend of mine told me like a year after that, oh, I've been on antidepressants for a year, but I didn't know how to say it. And there was almost like, I don't understand why. It's I don't know how to say this thing is really, it's something that really bothers me. It's an antidepressant. There's a reason for it, right? But before I go to all of this, but anyway, my whole point is that if you feel like you need help or you're struggling, or maybe it's not you, maybe there's someone around you and you feel like, okay, I've noticed that, oh, there's a change in behavior with this person, or there is, you know, change in how they're acting or something. If you feel like it's something that they recognize, encourage them to seek help. And if you feel like, oh, this might be something that we might not be able to, that you don't think they recognize, maybe talk to someone, talk to a doctor, talk to a professional, see what the person says. And yeah, hopefully with more education, guys, we might reduce the stigma and misinformation, right? Ignorance around mental health. So yeah, class captain, social
professional. I just have one last thing to say. Okay. So everything Damola has said is great. But again, just for Nigerians, right? So I did work for a mental health NGO. They do offer some sort of like first aid, right? So they have an in-house psychologist she's a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. Someone that can do like a first assessment. And then if you do need further help, they will refer you. So like Damola has said, please reach out to our messages on Instagram or Twitter or wherever. And then we'll try and connect you with somebody that you can speak to and hopefully get you the help that you need. Yes.
Yes, you guys, medical health is very...
Did you say the name of the organization?
She didn't. Sorry. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Oh, you don't want to say it? Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, so yeah, you can hit us on our socials, Life Uncharted_, guys. Guys, you're not interacting with us. We see it, and we are side-eyeing you. Well, continue.
Well, you are not posting. Diana, don't let me drag you here.
Diana automatically just starts shitty. Yes. Okay. Class captain, post more.
You guys, I'm going through a lot.
Even the last episode, I don't believe she actually posted about the last episode we released. Honest, I don't think I did Diana not. Did. No.
Let me tell you why. I brought up something. Damola said it was too busy and I gave up. And that was the only time I had. That was the only day I had time to do what I needed to do. Do you understand? So after that day, it just left my head.
Maybe you should plan in advance. But anyway, that's topic for in-house discussion. Wow. Oh, guys, see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Have a lovely night, morning, whenever you're listening to this.
Yes, exactly. Day. Have a lovely day.
Bye. Yeah. All right. Bye.